Welcome to the Listening Comprehension Test 2011. There are two parts to the test. You'll hear each part twice. At the end of each recording, you'll have time to complete your answers. Part 1. Listen to Part 1. You'll hear the text twice. There are two tasks. First, look at the tasks. While you listen, complete the tasks. Afterwards, you'll have time to check your answers. Now listen to part one.
Good morning. Now, have you ever thought about what happens to your recyclable waste? Where does it go? What happens to it? We sent our reporter, Helen Parkinson, to Allington to find out.
Hello. I'm here in Allington at a materials recovery facility, and with me is Adam Richards, one of the engineers who works here. Morning, Adam.
Morning.
Now, materials recovery facility. What does that mean exactly?
Well, it's a place full of high-tech machinery where recyclable materials are separated.
Okay, so recyclable waste is delivered here in lorries?
Yes. The waste is in orange sacks. And first, we inspect it.
Inspect it?
To see if it's contaminated in any way. And if it isn't, we separate it.
And how is that done exactly?
Well, it's a complicated process. First, the waste is tipped onto a large conveyor belt. And then, using a jet of air, the lighter materials are separated from the heavier materials.
Okay.
Then the heavier materials go onto another conveyor belt that has holes in it. This moves forwards, but it also shakes from side to side, so the smaller items fall through the holes, and the larger items don't.
Ah, I understand.
Now, if you look here, you can see a magnet.
Yes, okay.
So, when, for example, bottles and cans go along here, the magnet pulls the cans to the side.
Very clever. So now the iron is separated from the plastic and the glass.
Exactly.
So far, all the sorting is done by machines.
Yes, but there are also people sorting by hand.
And are they at the end of the process?
More or less. Right at the end, the materials are packed up to be transported to other places.
Great. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
Now listen again to part one.
Good morning. Now, have you ever thought about what happens to your recyclable waste? Where does it go? What happens to it? We sent our reporter, Helen Parkinson, to Allington to find out.
Hello. I'm here in Allington at a materials recovery facility, and with me is Adam Richards, one of the engineers who works here. Morning, Adam.
Morning.
Now, materials recovery facility. What does that mean exactly?
Well, it's a place full of high-tech machinery where recyclable materials are separated.
Okay, so recyclable waste is delivered here in lorries?
Yes. The waste is in orange sacks. And first, we inspect it.
Inspect it?
To see if it's contaminated in any way. And if it isn't, we separate it.
And how is that done exactly?
Well, it's a complicated process. First, the waste is tipped onto a large conveyor belt. And then, using a jet of air, the lighter materials are separated from the heavier materials.
Okay.
Then the heavier materials go onto another conveyor belt that has holes in it. This moves forwards, but it also shakes from side to side, so the smaller items fall through the holes, and the larger items don't.
Ah, I understand.
Now, if you look here, you can see a magnet.
Yes, okay.
So, when, for example, bottles and cans go along here, the magnet pulls the cans to the side.
Very clever. So now the iron is separated from the plastic and the glass.
Exactly.
So far, all the sorting is done by machines.
Yes, but there are also people sorting by hand.
And are they at the end of the process?
More or less. Right at the end, the materials are packed up to be transported to other places.
Oh, great. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
This is the end of part one. Part two. Now listen to part two. You'll hear the text twice. There are two tasks. First, look at the tasks. While you listen, complete the tasks. Afterwards, you'll have time to check your answers. Now listen to part two.
Helen wanted to know what happened to the materials that had been separated at Allington, so she spoke to Dr. Janet Flynn, a waste consultant.
Hello, Janet.
Hello.
Adam has been showing us the sorting processes at the facility.
Yes.
And now we wanted to know what happened to the different materials after they leave here.
Well, let me start with glass.
Okay.
That's usually sent to a company in London, where it's washed and crushed and made into sand.
Uh-huh. And plastic bottles?
Well, there are various types of plastic. But normally, plastic is cut up into small pieces and melted, and then used to make new bottles or other products such as garden furniture. We don't process plastic in Britain. We send it to China.
Mm. And what about cans?
Aluminium cans are sent to a processing plant in the north of England. They're shredded and melted and turned into new cans or parts for cars.
And what happens to paper?
Well, paper is usually mixed with hot water, and then the ink and any glue is removed.
So it can be turned into paper again?
Yes, of course. And when it's dried, it is delivered to a recycling plant in the northwest of England. So, yes, it can be used for books and magazines again.
But food and drink cartons are different, aren't they?
Yes, because they're made from paper and plastic.
Now, Adam mentioned that recyclable waste is sometimes contaminated. What did he mean exactly?
Well, if people put clothes in their orange sacks, that's not very helpful.
Oh, why not?
It can damage the machines. And believe me, they're very expensive to repair.
So, what's your message to our listeners?
It's very simple. The three R's.
The three R's?
Yes. Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Ah, thanks, Janet.
You're very welcome.
Now listen again to part two.
Helen wanted to know what happened to the materials that had been separated at Allington, so she spoke to Dr. Janet Flynn, a waste consultant.
Hello, Janet.
Hello.
Adam has been showing us the sorting processes at the facility.
Yes.
And now we wanted to know what happened to the different materials after they leave here.
Well, let me start with glass.
Okay.
That's usually sent to a company in London, where it's washed and crushed and made into sand.
Uh-huh. And plastic bottles?
Well, there are various types of plastic, but normally plastic is cut up into small pieces and melted, and then used to make new bottles or other products such as garden furniture. We don't process plastic in Britain, we send it to China.
Mm. And what about cans?
Aluminium cans are sent to a processing plant in the north of England. They're shredded and melted and turned into new cans or parts for cars.
And what happens to paper?
Well, paper is usually mixed with hot water, and then the ink and any glue is removed.
So it can be turned into paper again?
Yes, of course. And when it's dried, it is delivered to a recycling plant in the northwest of England. So, yes, it can be used for books and magazines again.
But food and drink cartons are different, aren't they?
Yes, because they're made from paper and plastic.
Now, Adam mentioned that recyclable waste is sometimes contaminated. What did he mean exactly?
Well, if people put clothes in their orange sacks, that's not very helpful.
Oh, why not?
It can damage the machines. And believe me, they're very expensive to repair.
So, what's your message to our listeners?
It's very simple. The three R's.
The three R's?
Yes. Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Ah, thanks, Janet.
You're very welcome.
This is the end of the listening comprehension test.